What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting. It is Friday, March 7th, and we are back after missing last week because Maggie was unfortunately under the weather, but we are back and we got a lot to talk about, and we are so glad you are here. And I got nothing right now. Not my normal intro, so hope everyone's doing well. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just have a couple of things to say, and then I'll throw the ball back into your field, because Rob has an intro for us this week. For a change, he has a story he's going to tell, and I have no idea what the story is, because he said he was going to save it for the show, so I'm going to be exactly as surprised as everyone in the chat. First of all, I'm sorry, guys, for missing last week. I was greatly ill. I thought I was dying. I didn't, unfortunately. I had a really, really high fever. I don't usually get fevers, not at all, not almost never. And then I did. What?
When you started feeling better, did you get a prescription, and did it need more cowbell?
What is cowbell?
I'll have to send you the video. It's a Saturday Night Live bit. It's hilarious.
Okay, I have no idea what that is. I'm sorry for ruining your joke.
No, it's okay. No, that's what makes it a little bit better. So go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry.
I was a grown up, and I walked to the bus station. I got to my doctor. He's really, really far away. I got a prescription and medical leave, and then I went home. Got my prescription, bought some fruit, because every time I'm ill, I need fruit. My stomach is craving fruit, which is saying something. So I was a responsible adult, and I hate it because I do not want to be. I want someone to share this crappy experience with so they can do this for me. I'm alive. I'm here. Everything is cool. And then the second thing is, happy birthday to our friend Ryan this past Wednesday. Yeah. Ryan, as much as this pains me to say, I adore you. Even though you said that my favorite hoodie has a foreskin. So I woke up this Thursday morning and I saw that I got a text from Kate at freaking 2 a.m. my time. She was like, oh, Ryan has a birthday. Hop on the stream. And I was like, God damn it, Kate. Well, it's 2 a.m. in Bulgaria. What the hell do you want from me? So, guys, Coexisting initially started on Fightful Select, and it was a pre-recorded show. And at our very first ever live show on Fightful Overbooked, I don't know if Rob remembers this, but Ryan was the first ever person to send a super chat. And Rob and I were like, what is this? Someone sent a super chat. And we were so stunned. And this was Ryan. So Ryan will forever and ever have a place in my heart. Ryan, sweetie, you're one of the people I hope that I do get to meet someday. Because I adore your humor so much. And I will squeeze your face from hugs. Okay? We love you here. Thank you so much for being such an important part of the Coexisting family of friends and everything. We love you so much. I'm sorry I couldn't pop in, on Mark Order podcast, but I was fucking sleeping. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. he sent us a super chat that says, I got nothing. My question is, do they even have birthdays in Bulgaria? That was for
Ryan. We do, sadly. Okay. We do.
That was for Ryan.
Yes.
So. All right. So, happy belated birthday. Anyways, so my story, which I don't usually have these. So, Maggie, my cat decided this morning it kept on just meowing. Like, just meowing. And I'm like, what is going on? And it decided to jump on my bed. I just woke up, and I'm just kind of laying there like I normally do before I get started with my day. And, she stopped, and I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, I look at her, and she's looking for something. And that's my cue that Okay, well, it's getting warmer in Minnesota, so this is usually when.
Oh
Now,
no.
this is normal for like America, like especially Minnesota, but this is the time that you start getting little things like mice in your place occasionally.
Oh
Occasionally.
no. Oh
And
no.
I realized, like, oh shit, that's what she's looking for something. So she brought something to the bed.
Oh no.
I get out of bed as quick as I can. I because I like the blankets like kind of like fell like to the side, my feet
No,
got
no,
caught
no,
in
no,
them.
no, no, no,
My
no, no,
feet
no.
got caught into them, so I hit the ground myself. When I get back up, the little mice is exactly where I was laying, and next thing I know, I'm like, I went to go grab something so I can get it. Come back. Not only did the cat start chewing on it, it was split in half from a bite. So now my sheets are in the washer, and then I
Have rat
decided,
baby blood on them.
well, I washed them, and then I'm like, I'm never going to use these again. So I just threw
No.
them in the trash, and I'm like, because now I'll just remember it every time. So yeah, that was my morning. And
Oh my God, are you okay? I'm so sorry.
oh,
There's no getting back from that.
I'm fine because like now I just know like it's okay, well they're here, and then like that's my sign, like I just need to I guess get my house ready for them so I don't have to see them again for the next year. So I mean it usually like I only see about one every year because that's when I know that's my sign. I gotta get
The
my
hell
right,
out.
no, just well the right like just a little, like the right traps, and then just make sure everything's like blocked, you know, just so they don't get in the house, you know, like
Fire.
yeah, fire, burn it down. But no, and so yeah, the worst thing was just falling over, like was tripping myself and hitting the ground because I was still convinced that there's possibility that that little mice could still be in my blankets. So that was
Oh,
like freaking
stop
me out.
it.
So I get up and like I said, there it is. And so that, like I said, it was just one of those things where I left for not even 15 seconds and I come back and my cat Tiggy is looking at me like, all right, what do you think of me now? Like I just saved your life. And so of course I'm happy that the cat brought it to me because that's what they do. Like they're show it's like
Yeah,
they're
it's a present. You know,
yeah.
cats and dogs do that. They bring you presents because you think that they think that you get excited by the exact same things that they do.
Yeah, so
So they actually brought you a present.
I was all good. Like so I'm like obviously I'm not mad
No,
at the cat.
no
I'm glad she
good.
brought it to my eye or brought it
No
to my
good.
attention. I just didn't want it. Like that's not the first thing I want to see when I wake up, you know?
Or ever.
Wherever. But yeah, so yeah, I think Lawrence hit it right on the head there. Cat is in the mom sending a message. So there you go. If I need an exterminator, call Seth Rollins. He'll burn it down.
He'll burn it down.
Throwback sends us a
Throwback,
very, very,
Jesus, sweetie.
sends a very generous super chat. He says, "What's good, guys? At work, can't wait for Worlds Collide. I mean, Roadblock.
Yes,
Just keep being
let's call it
amazing."
World Collide, it's better.
Pretty much. This time last year was the darkest for me. You guys kept me up. Take the mic of the stand. Looks at it and drops it. Mic drop. Bitches. I get it. And we might as well just talk about that. Let's start off the show with a bang. Maggie.
Can you
Jonathan.
just let me do the do
Oh,
my
sure. Yep. I'm
do
not used
my
to that.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. So yeah, hi guys. Thank you for joining our prayer circle for Rob's health. because Jesus Christ, that is what the hell. So please leave a like on the video. It will help Rob a lot with his mental stability.
After no, I don't that know if we can go that far, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, super chats. Okay, super chats and humper chats. This will help Rob even more. Me too, because Jesus Christ. Oh my God, not mice. What was I talking about? Yes, please, yes, leave a like on the video, share, subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. If you're on Twitter and see all these live videos of our podcast, please share them. It would mean a lot to us. If you like to, you know, support us with your wallets, you can send a super chat exactly like Ryan did. It's the bottom of the live YouTube chat, the little dollar sign, or you can send humper chats at humperchats.com. We always plea our fans to choose the humper chat option, because it makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds and everything. All comments or thoughts are incredibly appreciated. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us. Definitely not least, subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of scoops, a lot of contract news, Q&As from Sean and Corey Brennan, a lot of rumor killers, a lot of amazing shows too. So with that in mind, you want us to talk about Elimination Chamber first or dive into Revolution?
We'll start with John Cena. Okay. Maggie, what was your thoughts when this happened?
Yeah, so like I said, I was extremely ill last week. So when I was watching Elimination Chamber, a huge plus for me being sick is the fact that I wasn't working on Sunday, which meant that I could watch Elimination Chamber in peace and not on double speed just so I can go to work afterwards. So this was a blessing in disguise, basically. So Elimination Chamber for me was an amazing, amazing show, by the way. So everything that happened. With the men's elimination chamber, a lot of things in itself. Let me just get out my notes for the show. I enjoyed everyone fighting in front of CM Punk's pod, because it just goes to show you just how CM Punk affects other wrestlers. His light kept falling down from the pod. That was extremely funny. And everyone in the audience behind him was cheering for the lamp and everything. So I did enjoy Punk and Cena double teaming Seth Rollins, because the face-to-face between Punk and Cena was the thing that I enjoyed a lot in the Elimination Chamber. Cena extended the hand and Punk chose to embrace with a hug. I did not see this coming at all. And at the end, it got down to Cena and Punk. And then Seth Rollins decided to curb stomp Punk on the metal side of the apron, because on the Elimination Chamber, the petty side of Seth, because Punk eliminated him. So Cena decided to take advantage and put CM Punk in the STF. I hate that maneuver, man. When Cena does it, it's as if put some goddamn pressure on that hold. What the hell are you doing? Just make it look believable, because at this point you're just being like this. It's a stupid thing. So Cena was shouting, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." This was what Cena was shouting. So CM Punk faded away and Cena won the Elimination Chamber. So what happened after was Cody Rhodes came out. They shook hands, and then we got the Rock's music. So Scott, Travis Scott, I, listen, I, my, My pop culture references are so poor. I'm a 36-year-old woman. I'm so old, and I feel like I know I'm not old, but I feel old. I have no idea who Travis Scott is. I had to look it up. I had to look it up, but like, that's fine. You guys, this is not my thing. You know, this is a totally different conversation. So he comes out and The Rock comes up after that. So they're both really tacky looking. I love The Rock, by the way. I'm saying this with love. So he's like, I am ready to embrace you as my brother. Do the right thing. And then Cody was like, I gave my soul to these people a long time ago. Go fuck yourself.
And adrenaline, I'm like, in my soul. Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, they say fuck on a pay-per-view. That is so cool. That was so cool. And then you see Cena being all Cena-like, yeah, excited in the background and everything. And I'm like, yeah, okay, he's turning. And I've talked about this on our show, Rob. Cena for me is like a walking animation in my eyes. He's so over the board every time. He's such a poor actor in my eyes, seriously. But like, this is a John Cena thing. This isn't me crapping on him, but like, I've made my peace with it. This is just John Cena. By the way, I'm going to be muting my mic a lot because I'm coughing still. So what happens afterwards is that John Cena got so excited by someone saying fuck on pay-per-view that he decided to, you know, to hug Cody. And then we get the meme-worthy shot. So Cena looks at The Rock, and The Rock gives him this.
Yep.
And Cena has, I mean, his expression, this is the most heelish expression that John Cena could ever come up with. And it was so Cena. It was so Cena. They executed this perfectly, man. I mean, this is straight out of animation. I don't care what you guys said. This is pure gold. This is Cena gold. So he low blows Cody. Then he gets his Rolex and starts punching him in the face with the Rolex. And then Travis takes a cheap shot and breaks Cody's face for realsies. And then The Rock took off his weight belt that had Dusty Rhodes' date of death on it.
Jesus.
And this is so good. I enjoy this so much. So here's the thing. They've never done this. They were so worried because John Cena made them a lot of money for merch, for the whole Make-A-Wish thing. The entirety of the world was in love with John Cena. And they didn't want to risk all the money that they were making from all of this to turn John Cena heel. But here's the thing. We have Cody now. We have Jey Uso now. We have Rhea Ripley now. So we have a lot of top merch sellers. And they could finally pull the trigger on whatever heel turn that they had in mind for John Cena. And in terms of the Make-A-Wish thing, John Cena can continue doing the Make-A-Wish thing. He can say, oh, that's all kayfabe, and just throw a kid in a wheelchair chair down the stairs, and just in kayfabe, of course, like, and not for realsies. Please do not do this to children. But also fuck them kids. So I'm so, so happy. What do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was good TV. I couldn't be happier. Like, I mean, it was exciting, just to see how many people were pumped up about it. I had people like contact me like, wow, I can't believe that. Like, you know, people I haven't talked to because they just, I mean, it was that big of a deal that people like heard about it and stuff. And I mean, they were talking about it on ESPN and stuff like that. Then on Monday, it was a big deal. And I like it when wrestling fans get excited, and I like it when it gets so big that it hits the mainstream, because that's a good thing for wrestling. It's not only a good thing for WWE, but it's a good thing for like AEW, because that just puts more eyes on the product, and the more people that that watch wrestling, the better. So I loved it. I thought it was great. I was wondering how they were going to do this, and it worked out, in my opinion, it worked out perfect. Like, granted, I enjoyed the show, like, in full. I really did. So, I think the heel turn was a good thing, and as I was telling a friend about this show, I think it makes sense that they could do this for a little while, because you know damn well that John Cena is going to be a face before he retires again. And what I think is going to happen, this is just my, I'm giving an early prediction here. What I think is going to happen is he is going to win the title at WrestleMania, and he will face probably Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam and lose it. And I think that's when he hits the Rock with that's when he goes back to being a face, like right after SummerSlam. I don't see them doing it right after WrestleMania, because then it wouldn't make sense unless he loses. But I don't see him losing. That's just my opinion. But
see. I'm because I was sick, I was watching the show, and I know that people were talking about Cena turning heel. I was aware of that. And up until the last moment, I had no idea if this was ever going to happen, because it's John Cena turning heel. It's a big thing in terms of wrestling. And then it happened, and I'm like, is this a fever dream? Am I hallucinating? Because I was legitimately hallucinating. I had a really, really high fever. And I'm like, is this really happening? I have no idea of knowing. And I'm pretty sure John Cena's beating Cody. Hopefully. This is the first time in wrestling history I'm ever going to be cheering for Cena. First ever. I've never cheered for Cena in my life.
Wow.
I mean, I've never liked Cena, because he was the goody two-shoes face, baby face, and I do not like that.
So what was your, like, I know you said you thought maybe you were having, like, a fever dream, but what was your general, like, reaction? What did you say? Like, did you say, like, holy shit? Or did you just, like, were you
shocked? Started laughing maniacally.
Yeah, I did too. That's weird. I did too. I was like,
maniacally laughing.
It was one of those things where I was just, like, I loved it so much how they did it, and I was just telling, like, my friends that we were watching it, I was like, I don't see them going with Cody Rhodes being a heel, and I sure as hell know they're not going to put John Cena as a heel yet. They're just not going to do it. And all of a sudden, like, I'm like, yes, I'm so happy this time that I'm wrong with one of my stupid predictions. So, like, I mean, I always thought there was a possibility, but I wasn't expecting it. And you were talking to how he was a bad actor. His acting got me, like, because he got very excited at the F word, and he does, like, his finger like that, like he's a proctologist. And I was just like, ah, okay. And then, like, he went in for the hug, and then once he just looked at The Rock, I was like, but you notice the one thing that somebody mentioned on Twitter is, so when The Rock, at Bad Blood, when The Rock did his, like, you know, the, like that, he had three fingers. This time he did two. So I'm kind of wondering,
This is the countdown. Okay,
so I'm thinking Roman's probably next. And we'll have to see.
Well, people were also speculating that when he did the three thing, he was doing the John Cena thing.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. I might have to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
After Bad Blood, yeah, he was gesturing for...
Yeah. So.
He had the bat signal. So, I was questioning because right before I was simply watching wrestling without Twitter, without social media, and without watching, you know, shows about, you know, theories and everything. I wonder if I would have been as shocked as I was when Seth Rollins turned on the Shield. Because when Seth Rollins turned on the Shield, this was a legitimate spear to my heart. I'm not going to lie. This was 11 years ago. I still feel it. It felt long ago, though. Yeah, 11 years. That's a lot. And I felt really, really betrayed by that. And I was so emotional. And I wonder if this was now, and I didn't have anything to do with, you know, wrestling media and everything, because like me being a part of this isn't the reason why I was pretty much looking forward to John Cena turning heel. It's because I was, you know, listening to all the conversations that were being held about, you know, the show and the theories, and all of them made sense. This was why I was anticipating the thing. But I wonder if I would have felt exactly as betrayed as I would have been then. A lot of people were bringing up Hogan turning heel as in terms of, you know, fans being shocked and people, because back then he was so loved by people, go figure. And they're comparing the two, but I couldn't be arsed to care. I never liked Hogan, so I do not get the comparison. But I so love this man. I cannot wait. The thing is that I don't see either Rock or Cena being a part of the show as much as I would want them to, because they made this big deal at Elimination Chamber this past week.
Yeah.
And I suppose that the next time we're going to see either of them isn't going to be soon enough.
Yeah. And I think Cena will be back sooner than we see The Rock, but
oh yeah, absolutely. Cena will be back before The Rock. But I just wish that that Cena would be there almost every week up until WrestleMania. Because we have 40 something days until WrestleMania. That's a little bit over a month. So they have 5 or 6 dates to make this work. And just, Triple H, does it look like we're on the road to WrestleMania now? Okay, wise guy, stop it.
Nice. But yeah, so that was something, and it was a solid show, and we'll talk more about it in a little bit. But look at that, we were there.
You know, I love this photo because I like this picture of myself a lot.
It's a great photo.
Yeah.
So, but let's talk AEW Revolution. Let's do some predictions, Maggie.
Fucking 10 matches, man.
Yeah.
Calm down, Tony Khan. What the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah, and you just got done reviewing or previewing and predicting with...
Two fucking hours!
Yeah, so now you get...
Two fucking hours!
And we of course have to beat them, so we're going 3.
No.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start...
There was four of us.
Let's go ahead and start with the first match here. Orange Cassidy, Big Boom AJ, and Mark Briscoe taking on Johnny TV and the MXM Collection for 0 hour. Maggie? Orange Cassidy is going to win. His squad's going to win this one. As much as I love my guys, Mansoor, you know, and it's just not going to happen. They're going to go with the celebrity or the social media guy, and they're going to get the victory here.
This match makes me cry. It really does. I love MXM so much. And I want them to win all the time, but this isn't just isn't their thing. I just wish that goofy tag team wrestling was as good as this, because the other kind can suck big ass donkey balls. The face team will win here.
We'll get there.
Oh yeah, we will get there, sweetie. We will, because I was shocked, bonkers. OC and crew will win here. Sadly, let's just move on. Damn it.
Okay. We do have two super chats that I want to read before we keep going here. Thunderback. Throwback.
Did you just say thumbtack?
Thunderback is what I said.
Oh, Thunderback.
Thunderback. I don't know what the hell that's from. But anyways, all hell, editor Rob, got my taxes back. With Mania, do you see the Wyatt Six with Alexa go for the titles? Alexa versus Chelsea, do a good deed and pay it forward. Back to selling rubbers. I mean tires.
Hey, always use a rubber. Yeah, because fuck them kids. So it's... I don't know if I don't know if we get to see Wyatt's versus I hope we get Wyatt's versus Judgment Day. That's what I'm hoping for. Alexa Bliss, man, she had such a great outing at the Chamber. Her facial expressions are so good. So good.
Yeah.
I will always say yes to anything Alexa Bliss related.
Yeah, that was she was great, like normal. What else is new, right? So here we go. Here, let's go to our next one. Our next super chat is from Eric Freach, our good friend. He says, thoughts on Cody being the one to let Lex Luger know he's in the Hall of Fame. Who inducts Luger? It's got to be Sting, right? Stay awesome, Maggie and Rob. I hope
there's no way it's Sting. Just FYI.
That's my thing. I hope it's Sting. However, with him being under contract with AEW, I don't know if they'll do that. However, if you do recall that Tony Khan was going to let Billy Gunn be part of the Raw reunion, as long as they put like his AEW logo up, you know.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
Well, that was when Vince was there. You know, I could. It's in my opinion, it's going to be the. It's got to be. It needs to be Sting. It just needs to be Sting. But I can.
I understand. But it's not going to be.
I could see him going. There's a couple of ways I could see them going. I could see them going with Ric Flair, which I don't want that. I could see them going with. I mean, there's a lot of people like they could go with because of just his history in general.
Hogan.
That's not even. That's I'd take Flair before that one, but. Like, that's the thing. I think it's about damn time that he got in, and that's what's
the important part.
The great thing. I would like to see Sting get in there, and I hope that they can come up to an agreement. The one thing that works in WWE's favor is if Sting asks Tony Khan, I'm willing to bet Tony Khan's going to let him do it. That's how, because that's what Tony Khan thinks about the business. Like, I mean, he might not like WWE, but I think he respects Sting, and but I like, again, that's me just being hypothetical. You know, I have no idea what's going to happen there. Hell, it could be Cody Rhodes that inducts him. Who knows? It'd be kind of weird, but I think it's pretty cool that they let Cody Rhodes tell him, because, I mean, I know his dad had a lot of history with Dusty, so it's just one of those things. I liked it. I would have been cool if they would let DDP do it. Sure, but DDP's actually done it. DDP, I think, was there for Scott Hall's, being told, just things like that. But I like that it was Cody, and I do like that DDP was there. So yes. And what I liked more than anything was seeing Lex Luger stand up. That was cool. So, yeah, I hope it's Sting. If it's not, I kind of get it. I do get it, but we'll see.
Yes. I don't think it's going to be Sting. But
I think it's better. I think there's a better shot than people are giving it. But, and it could be DDP as well.
Yeah, but like, it has to be Sting. I understand your opinion. It has to be Sting. But I do kind of feel like it's Tony has that huge amount of respect for Sting, and he will let him do it. But time will tell.
So, yeah, I mean, that's for sure on that. And, you know, the thing is I'm, like I said, I'm very happy that they're putting him in there. The other thing that comes to mind for me, is if it's not Sting, what about Stang?
Stop it. Stang.
Heath Slater, easy for me to say.
Stang.
Yeah, Stang. I love it. That's, if it's not Sting, it needs to be Stang. So there you go.
Stop.
All right, let's go to our next match here. The Hurt Syndicate taking on Maggie's favorite tag team, the Outrunners. Maggie, I got the Hurt Syndicate winning here.
Thank God, because otherwise this would have been our last show. Because listen up, this match can suck a bag of dicks. All of the dicks in the bag, get them out and suck them. Put them in your mouth and suck them.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I hate this match. No, fuck this match. What the, all the amount of hurting butt sex for this match. All of it. Just fuck off, man. So you're telling me that Murder Machine were facing these wank-stained losers of a tag team, and they get distracted by music. You're telling me that the Murder Hawk Monster and Brian Cage in kayfabe have doing this for so long that they have no idea how entrance music works, and that they do not have to be fucking stunned by this.
Yeah.
And so they get distracted and they get pinned by the Outrunners. The Outrunners. The Outrunners. The most loser of a tag team in AEW, and I don't give a fuck. Did you guys enjoy them so much? Because you're all wrong. Doing that, and so now the Outrunners get a tag team title match at a pay-per-view. So hopefully this is a 2-minute fucking squash and her syndicate get to move past this unfortunate circumstance.
This is okay,
so a piss pool match.
Yeah. This is okay, so Hurt Syndicate's going to win, but I just came to this theory, and it's not going to happen, so nobody get their hopes up It's not going to happen. This is what you do. WWE says, hey, we want Sting for this Lex Luger thing. And Tony Khan says, okay, let Cedric Alexander out of his contract early so he can sign with us. And then Cedric Alexander debuts and takes out the Outrunners. And we get my dream back. We get the Hurt Syndicate. You bring back the original four. That's what I want. Will it happen? Absolutely not. Zero chance. Well, 1%, if that. Because it's never, there's never. You can never say never. But this time I'm pretty close to never. But I'm just saying I would like that. So let me dream in my fantasy world. Do we see Cedric Alexander here? What's up?
Cedric Alexander?
Yeah. I was just saying I would like to see that. That's how they do the trade. Like, let him out of the contract early, and then you bring him. Look, I know I'm being completely correct. He did get released, but there's that 90-day thing. So that's why I'm saying that. Like, they can let the 90-day, like, they can basically stop the 90 days. They can say, yeah, go ahead and go. They can do that. They have done that. Anyways, let's go to our next match. And that is none other than...
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Sorry, I hit the wrong one. I don't know how I did that. Anyways, here we go. Okada taking on Brody King. Maggie, what are your thoughts on Jay White sacrificing, and then who do you have winning this match?
You asshole.
Yeah.
Jay White can sacrifice Adam Copeland and it in the main event later. On the pre-show on True Heel Heat, I call this the hidden gem of the pay-per-view because I'm ridiculously excited for AEW Revolution. And it's on a Sunday, which I know you all hate, but I enjoy Sunday pay-per-views because I get to watch them in peace on Monday morning, not hurrying for work on Sunday. So, a hidden gem. What type of Okada we're getting in this match, we have no idea, but I will always say yes to a Brody King or a Buddy Matthews match on a pay-per-view. It kind of sucks that they had this whole, rebirth of Buddy and Brody. And the first thing that they do is lose a bunch of singles matches. This was mentioned on the pre-show too. But people just want to bark with Brody, and this is what they're giving them. So, hidden gem. Okada wins.
Yeah, Okada wins. I would love to see, I would like to see him lose, but I think we're heading towards a... I think he's going to retain because I think we're headed towards a title versus title match pretty soon with Okada and Kenny Omega is what I think we're going to be seeing sometime.
Sure.
Pretty soon. Sure. Anyways, yeah, we both have Okada going here.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next one. Mercedes Moné taking on Momo Watanabe. Mercedes is going over.
Yes, absolutely. Mercedes will retain here. I do look forward to watching Momo wrestle. I hope that, you know, the entire world gets familiarized. Oh, damn it. I don't know why I want to say this word, having in mind that I have no idea how to say it. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. I hope that people tune into this match and enjoy what Momo has to offer. And what we're getting to is Mercedes facing Billy Starks, which will lead to a match against Athena at All In Texas on Athena's home turf. And I hope that we get to see Athena dethroning Mercedes Moné because I do feel like that stadium will fall apart if Athena loses this match.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. I was going to say, well, Athena Athena winning there would be awesome because she lives in that area, or she's from that area at least. I don't know if
exactly. She really lives there. Yes.
So I think yes. That'd be pretty cool.
Exactly. So yeah, Mercedes Moné retains here. Wonderful match. I hope this match opens up the show, by the way.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's go to our next one. Swerve Strickland taking on Rick O'Shea.
Okay, I've heard a lot of theories about this match. People are claiming that, for me, the robe is gone. It's destroyed. For me, it's destroyed. But other people are saying that Nana will turn on Swerve. And while I see this coming, because AEW needs... They saw what, you know, the... Everything that happened over at WWE and how everyone is enjoying WWE so much. So they have to do something in return. But in my eyes, Ricochet is so good. He doesn't need Prince Nana. I feel like he proved everyone wrong. And he's a great heel, man. I really enjoy his work. In my eyes, I feel like he wanted just to tease with the robe, you know, its demise and everything. But after Swerve hit him with a scissor, with a pair of scissors of his own, then Ricochet was like, well, fuck you, man. And then he's going to just destroy the robe. I don't know. For me, Swerve needs to win this match. It's also a number one contenders match for the AEW championship. Yep. For me, Swerve needs to win this because, I'm sorry, guys. God bless Darby. I hope he climbs that mountain. I hope he succeeds. I hope he gets home safely. But I do not want that title on him. So move past every plan that you have with Darby winning that championship. Let's move on from that and let's give it back to Swerve. I don't know. I don't care. It's the AEW world title picture. It's such a blur right now. I have no idea what you do with it. I guess we'll see after the pay-per-view is over, because I hope we get to actually see the title, but more from that later. Swerve wins here for me.
Yeah. Swerve wins, I think, as well. I think Jade hit it like perfectly here. Hit it like right on the head here. She goes, I think everyone accepts Nana to turn, so therefore he won't. I for the longest time I really thought that's what they were gonna do. I'm starting to think they're not gonna go that route. Because I think the biggest thing is what Swerve finds important, or not Swerve, but what Prince Nana finds important is that he gets to swerve when he drives. So, so I just can't see it. Well, let me rephrase. I can see it. I just don't think they go that route.
Yes.
And Swerve being a number one contender would be good. And we'll talk about the title picture here soon when we get to the world championship match. But it's pretty much we've agreed on everything, I think, so far.
Well, this is new.
Well, usually we've kind of changed it up lately. But anyways, Will Ospreay taking on Kyle Fletcher in a steel cage match. Wow, Maggie got a... Wow. Okay. Jesus. I think Maggie's going to enjoy the hell out of this match. Pierce.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Good golly. Miss Molly. Jesus.
So exactly like I said on True Heel Heat, I wonder, will this match or Takeshita versus Omega, which one will break my washing machine from all the washing? I wonder, but oh my god, I've been counting on Will Ospreay to pick up my mood for a while now, because guys who have followed me for quite some time on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, whatever, and who have been following our show, guys, I got ghosted, okay? And this sucks, especially when you're 36 years old and you expect for people to have at least some capacity of emotional intelligence and have, you know, the actually talk to you. So I've been taking this kind of rough, and it's hit me and it's annoying me, and I'm depressed about it. But that's what I get for expecting, people to have, a head on their shoulders, empathy and common sense. So Will Ospreay has been helping me a lot through this hard, hard time. Also, I've been sick. I've said this on our show. I don't usually do well with hardcore matches, steel cages, no DQs, whatever goes and everything. But I feel like this match has the potential to make me rethink. Of course, I'm biased because it's Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay. I do feel like Kyle Fletcher is the future of AEW, but it's now, and it's Will Ospreay's night time. So I'm gonna pick Will Ospreay here. I'm so looking forward to this match, so much. You have no idea. We have so many matches of the night candidates on this card, and I'm so excited about this. Will Ospreay, what do you think about this match?
I'm going with Bill Ospreay as well. He needs this victory. I think they're making Fletcher a star by all means, but I don't think he needs to win this. I think he'll be fine without it. But I could see them going that route. I think Ospreay is going to get the win here. I really do. I just think that's a way to go. Obviously, if he doesn't, it's because of shenanigans. That's the only reason I could see him losing, is because of Don Callis and company. But that's my theory in this.
I actually feel, Don Callis and company get involved, but I feel like we get a debut from Speedball here.
Oh.
To even up the odds with the Callis family.
What? I don't know about that. I could see Bailey. I could actually see Bailey being with Callis, as weird as that sounds.
I'm not ready for a heel Mike Bailey.
I'm not really either, but I just don't see that.
I don't
see him being involved in that storyline. That's just me, though. I don't know anything, really. Anyways, so we both have Ospreay winning here. Only a few more matches to go here. This is the match I'm looking forward to the most.
Oh my god, yes.
MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, taking on Hangman Adam Page.
Let me prove my point! This was so good. Did you enjoy the let me prove my point thing as much as I did?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was good.
This is the whole essence of MJF. Let me prove my point was the fact that he wanted to do exactly what Hangman did in the past and prove to the people that they would boo him while they were cheering for Hangman.
Yeah.
This is MJF's problem with all the baby faces in AEW, because he's most jealous of the baby faces because they're getting that reaction from the fans. And he's so thirsty for that reaction from the fans. This is the only thing that he wants subconsciously. He got a taste of it while he was a babyface, but now he's no longer a babyface and he misses it so much and he refuses to admit that. This is everything that was behind the let me prove my point thing. And it took for 20,000 security guards to carry him out of the arena while he was shouting, let me prove my point. He was about to light Hangman on fire.
Fire.
This was incredibly good. I feel like every week the horns on Hangman's vehicle get bigger and bigger. I know they're not, but it looks like that. I cannot wait for this match. Hangman is the best character that AEW have. I know that technically he's not an AEW original, but I'm going to go ahead and claim him as an AEW original. Not to diminish everything that he did in New Japan prior or Ring of Honor. But everything that they did with Hangman up to this point is so human because he's gone through all the emotions and you can see yourself at least in 48% of all that Hangman does. And this is why he's the best character and he's justified in every bad thing that he's ever done. And I feel like this is a part of Hangman's redemption story, but because it's just now starting, I feel like MJF will win this match. And they will face each other at some point again, because God knows, Hangman knows how to hold a grudge. So does MJF, for that matter. But this redemption story ends with Hangman and Swerve burying the hatchet and teaming up together at some point. But this is way, way down the line. From now, yes. For now, this is what we're getting, and I pick MJF to win this match.
What? My thing is I think you're right. That'll eventually happen, but I'm kind of curious. Like, if somebody burned down my house, I don't think I'd ever want to talk to them again. Granted, it's wrestling, so, you know, yeah, you know.
Having in mind that Swerve Strickland isn't such a good person, too. I mean, he broke into his house and threatened his child.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I'll give you that.
So, what do you think? Who wins this match?
I'm going with him. I'm going with Hangman.
Okay. So we differ on something.
Yeah, I'm going with Hangman. I think Hangman's going to get the victory here. That's just my opinion. I think the way they're building Hangman is good, and I like the route they've been going with him. And I think you need to continue to go that route, and they'll be good to go.
Sure.
So that's how I feel about that. So we will move on to our next match here, which is none other than the one we're both definitely looking forward to as well.
Oh my God, yes.
Takeshita taking on Kenneth Omega from North Carolina. Kenny Omega is going to win that title.
This makes me feel good in my tummy. Listen. I will say this all the time. Kenny Omega is the Roger Federer of wrestling. He's exactly as graceful as Roger is. And I cannot wait for this match. Probably going to steal the show. And I do feel like Kenny Omega wins because I think that they're going to unify those belts at All in Texas. By the way, fuck you, Texas, because you're getting such a wonderful card. And I hope they unify those belts. Seriously. I don't know who wins. It should be Kenny, but I low-key want Kenny Omega to dethrone Moxley because it should be him and not Darby or anyone else or Christian. Kenny Omega wins here. I don't know how I'm supposed to go to work on Monday after watching this incredible pay-per-view, but I'm sure gonna try. And Jesus Christ, I just... I'm not saying that this should be the main event because I actually want Toni Storm and Mariah May to main event the show. I know that it's not gonna, probably. But I've been looking forward to this match ever since Takeshita beat Kenny Omega for the second time in a week. I do think that Kenny Omega gets his win back. What do you think?
Yeah, Omega's going to get the win here. He's winning the title. Okay.
Oh. Two cats are having sex in front of my building.
Kinky. Anyways. And
actually, I have no idea of knowing if there are two. They might be a lot of them, but I hear two.
Oh, it's a game. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This. Omega wins. He's going to be the champ.
Yes. So
there you go. Miss Mariah May challenging Timeless Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Championship. They are calling it the Hollywood Ending. Last night at the premiere of Queen of the Ring, the...
Oh my God.
Mariah May attacked Timeless Toni Storm at the premiere. And, yeah. I like both these women. They're both great. I just don't see them taking that title off Toni Storm as soon as she just got it.
They're not. I mean, she's in the eyes of Hollywood right now, you know, with the movie and everything. I like SP3 said, he said that this is the best women's feud that AEW has ever had, and that is a low bar because it's AEW, but I don't see a better chance of them main eventing with the women. This is their shot. This is their chance for them to main event with the women. I know they're not gonna. I wish they would. Yes, I do see Toni Storm retaining here, but I don't know what happens to Mariah May after, because Toni has a problem booking the women outside of the title picture. So it makes me a bit anxious about what happens to Mariah May.
I mean, you got a point there for sure.
I don't know who dethrones Toni Storm. Is it Megan Bain?
Oh, No, I don't think so, because isn't Megan Bain kind of like, I don't see them going that route.
I can see them.
Maybe. I mean, I could see that, I guess. I don't know, though.
She can go on a route to pinning all former women's champions, because she already pinned Thunder Rosa.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that you make a good point there. I could see that. I could see and Corey makes a point here that I was going to say. Have Mariah win her way towards Mercedes, so let them two have a feud. I think that could be pretty good.
Athena.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you have a lot of time to build up to that all in
It's not
Texas.
a lot of time. Well, yeah, it's a lot of time.
So, I mean, I'm just
What
saying,
month
like, you
are
could
we
do.
in? March.
We are in March, so you got what, 4 or 5 months left?
Fucking March, man. Ah.
Anyways, yeah. Timeless Tony retains her title. And the match that we were both looking forward to.
Not.
Jon Moxley defending his AEW World Championship title against Cope.
Okay, who cares? So Jay White turns on Copeland here. This is what I think. And because
Jay White needs a dad or what?
sure. Copeland thinks that all of the Death Riders are taken care of, right? And this is what he's leaning on. There's no Death Riders. Jon Moxley is on his own and everything. But Jon Moxley has an ace up his sleeve. And we get a debuting Josh Alexander, who's a part of Death Riders
Ooh,
officially.
I like that idea. I like that
I
idea.
love that idea. I never thought that I was going to enjoy a Josh Alexander as a heel. But at the end of his TNA run, he was a heel. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah, that'd be
I
kind of
really,
cool.
yeah.
I mean,
So,
he fits that category. Like, he fits in the Death Riders. Like, it's.
exactly. Yes. And Copeland is gonna think that Jay White has its back, but then Jay White turns on Copeland and
To
Moxley
join.
retains. Yes. No,
Okay.
he doesn't need to join the Death Riders. No, he
No,
doesn't.
I'm not saying that. I was like, my thing is, I could see him like turning his back or turning heel on Copeland. But I was figuring he was doing it to help Christian, is what I was
Yeah,
thinking.
like I don't know. There needs to be a way in which to make this the main event interesting.
Soupy sends us a super chat, and he makes a good point too. Jack Perry becoming a Death Rider in LA is his bet. Thank you for the super chat, Soupy. Appreciate you like
Thank you
normal,
for the soupy
always.
chat.
Soupy chat, yeah.
Yes, Jack Perry coming back. Would be great. I was hoping to see the Young Bucks come back because I miss the Young Bucks. I miss being the elite
I think we'll
man.
actually see them. I do. I think we'll see
In
them
what
back.
segment?
I could see them being back in the tag team championship segment. I could see that. I'm
Okay.
not saying I don't know if that
I
necessarily
don't
will
want to see
happen.
them against the Hurt Syndicate whatsoever.
I really don't either, but I mean.
What they can do, but I want the Young Bucks to come back as a face team, not a heel team. I don't know how you make that work. I know how it can work for me, but like not for anyone
The only way
else.
the only way they can do it, in my opinion, is they have to help Omega like against Callis family. That
Yeah, you can do that, but like you have to make it make
makes
sense.
sense exactly. Like, how
Because
do
it
they do
doesn't
that?
make any sense right now for them to,
Yeah.
But I'm anticipating shit. Yeah, but hopefully they make something exciting for the main event.
This
Because
is, I mean,
otherwise, barf.
this is what I think is going to happen. Cope wins, Death Riders destroy him, Christian cashes in and becomes the new champ.
Yeah, but that's boring.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what I think.
I
I
mean,
think
it's
that's,
perfectly fine, but
but
it's
it's also
boring.
predictable too, so maybe like
Exactly.
that's, I mean, I could,
Exactly.
we'll see. We shall see. But that's AEW Revolution taking place this Sunday night in Los Angeles, California, at the Crypto.com Arena, formerly known as the
Horrible
Staples
name.
Center or the house that Kobe built.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this show for sure. Maggie, how you feel about little Cooper effect action?
Please. So guys, listen, Ivan, or Ivan, like, you know, the normal people say it, from Russia, he has this cat, see? Yeah, see? Yeah. So, he went skiing with the cat, and the cat apparently enjoyed it, you know, with its teeny tiny helmet that you see on the cat. And he was like, okay, let's turn it up a notch. And a notch being, let's skydive together. So, at the beginning, I was reading this this article. And while reading that the cat was skydiving, the thing that popped into my head was the ATM kitty that we made famous on our show. Because how can you be a cat and skydive and not make that ATM kitty face? Apparently, exactly. Tell me that cat's not skydiving.
It might be the same one. Look at him.
I mean, it's not, but it could have dyed its hair or here. Just grown up or something. So apparently the cat enjoyed it. And I was like, how can you possibly know that? Apparently, Ivan said that the cat was perfectly calm through the entire jump. And, you know, it was, you know, snuggled in, locked into to him as they were skydiving. So naturally, he could sense if the cat was losing its mind or wanted to scratch its way out of, you know, life. So apparently, the cat is a little daredevil and enjoyed everything. Kudos to the kitty. Oh, my God, I could not skydive. Ever, nope, but like,
I couldn't either.
The cat did height,
so.
Yes, so
I wouldn't even be able to do a Money in the Bank match if I could.
Yeah, but like, you shake trees in order for owls to fall. So.
Yeah. And clown's right. The cat wasn't worried because it has.
Yeah, but like, the cat's a daredevil, and apparently it did a lot of things before skydiving. Also, you may have 9 lives, but dying, I've heard, isn't fun.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to be afraid.
Fightful Select can report.
Yeah. Fightful Select scoops. Take that, Sean. I can report stuff too. Badly. Yeah, so apparently cats have more bravery than Rob and I, so... I always thought that was the case, but now we have proof.
Yeah, yeah. That's a negative ghostwriter for me on skydiving.
Yes. Let's turn back to the Elimination Chamber for a bit.
Okie dokie.
And talk about Jade.
Sure.
So the Women's Elimination Chamber starts, and... while we were thinking that we were going to get a mini match between Naomi and Liv Morgan, out comes Jade, her music plays and everything. And while everyone thought, well, not everyone, it was pretty clear. Liv thought that that Jade was coming back to attack her. But what we got was Jade fucking murdering Naomi. In that Elimination Chamber, I was screaming. Fuck yeah. This was so good. Insanely good. Jade looked amazing. Not Brian, which also looks amazing. But, you know, WWE's Jade, not our Jade. Wrestling Jade. She looked amazing. So good. Fucking step on me anytime you want, Jade. Jesus. She's so good. And... the thing is, Bianca's so good at acting. She was losing her mind in the pod.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know why.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of stunned. She was kind of stunned that Jade was back. Yeah. And... there can be a lot of things. initially, when her pot opened, she just wanted to go back and see what Naomi was doing, probably maybe talk to Jade and stuff, but like Liv didn't allow her to go. So eventually what happened was Bianca won the Elimination Chamber. And while everything's good and all, what we got on this Monday night Raw was her being totally nonchalant during the main event, being ringside, sat next to the commentary table, and watching the main event between Rhea Ripley and Io Sky for the Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley gave Io the match because she accidentally cost her Elimination Chamber qualifier. So what ended up happening was Rhea Ripley got angry at Bianca for cheering on Io Sky to be the 10 count into the ring. And Rhea Ripley took exception to that. She got distracted, and what fucking happened was that Io beat Rhea Ripley for the championship. And I was like, are they just blatantly gonna make the women drop their title belts during the main event on every Raw? Because what we got previously on Raw on the main event was the tag team championship changing hands. So this shocked me. I'm not gonna lie, this shocked me. I was not expecting a title change. I still have no idea how to feel about it, even though Io Sky, Io Shirai, whatever, is probably one of my all-time favorite women competitors in the ring. I think this will turn into a triple threat. What do you think?
I don't know if it'll turn into a triple threat, but it'll definitely turn into a... I think Bianca is the one that did it, but that's me. I still think that's the way that's just me. I think Bianca did it. But, I mean, her acting was so good that it kind of, in a way, made me think, well, damn, the way she acted, maybe she didn't know, you know? Like, well, maybe, I'm hoping we find out tonight. I really am.
I mean we have to have, you know, something, because like we did get Punk cutting that awesome promo at the beginning of Raw. He called everyone bald. My favorite thing was him saying that John Cena's bald spot deserves an area code.
That's good.
Yes, so because we didn't get to see Cody or anything, we did get a lot of recaps. I mean, we get it. John Cena turned heel. I get it. Okay, just stop. Damn it. So hopefully we get to see a bunch of stuff unravel after Elimination Chamber when it comes to, you know, the big picture. But yes, we are on the road to WrestleMania now. Okay, Hunter? Jesus. It's fine now. I love Bianca. I love her to death. This was so good. I have no idea how they turned this into. But her acting, even if Naomi did turn up to be the person who did it, Bianca's reaction in the pod, she was feeling so helpless and she couldn't help her friend and she couldn't stop any of it. This was so good. Even if this turns out to be her being legitimately a babyface, I don't know. So good. And they're continuing the story in which Rhea Ripley has never beaten Io.
Yeah. That was an interesting ending for sure. I was not
shocked. I was shocked.
Yeah. It definitely surprised me, and it makes me wonder what route they're going with WrestleMania, like, there's, like, you surely you have to have Rhea be part of this, I would think.
Like, and I said, triple threat.
Yeah. So, I think that's probably the best way to go, too. I really do.
Yes.
But, yeah, I was surprised. I was, like, I'm glad they did it, because I like, and don't get me wrong, I like Rhea as a champion, but it added a little bit more. I'm intrigued by it now. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
I liked it. I thought it was good TV. So, but yeah, I mean, that was interesting. I enjoyed it. What do you think of NXT this week?
So the fact that I have to check my notes to see what actually happened on NXT says a lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Cora Jade is good, because I was kind of afraid, because just I don't like seeing stuff like that. And for Cora, I mean, like, I need you to be safe, because I want to see you, you know, in the ring doing what you do. Sean Spears beat Tony D'Angelo for the North American Championship, and this I'm kind of torn. Sweetie, no.
Brain making us laugh.
What are you doing, sweetie? No. Stop it. Yeah, I was kind of puzzled about this, about the Spears win. I do get why, but the thing that hurt me most is we're getting closer and closer to a Stacks heel turn on Tony D'Angelo, and this is breaking my heart. Just breaking my heart.
I think it's been beat for a while now.
Yeah, but like, we were talking about Stacks turning on Tony D'Angelo so much for a while now, when we were talking about NXT, and then it didn't. And I got a bit attached to you know, the two, because Tony D'Angelo has been praising Stacks a lot lately. He was like, I'm proud of you. You're an underboss and you're doing good and everything. And that's why they're doing it, because they gave us a full sense of security. And now they're going to pull the rug under our feet. It sucks.
Yeah. I can see that. I thought it was good. I like Sean Spears winning the title. I thought that was good. And I'm curious to see where they go with him with this title, because that was good. And maybe they're hinting at a Ricky Saints Sean Spears feud here. I don't know. I mean, that the way they had their little segment for about what, a minute, if that, it kind of made me wonder if that's the route they're going after we saw Sean Spears win the title. So, but yeah, next week we got Roadblock taking place at the Madison Square Garden Theater. They're making it sound like it's in the actual Madison Square Garden, but it's not. It's in the theater, which is still pretty cool that they get to wrestle like there. But I'm just, come on, let's be real here. It's not the Madison Square Garden.
But is Raw in the Garden?
Yes, Raw will be in the Garden.
Yes.
I didn't. Bonkers asked if we've seen it evolve. I have not had the chance to yet.
I haven't. No. Bonkers, sweetie, I don't know if I'll be able to watch Evolve at all, because guys, the time difference and me having a full-time job does not sit well, because like I said, the free time that I have, I spend on watching wrestling, and I need my brain to shut off from time to time, because now that talking about wrestling is kind of my second job, I need to pay attention to that too, because I'm not watching it as entertainment anymore. Of course, I'm being entertained, but I'm doing it for, you know, note-taking, you know, purposes and everything. I'm not in any way saying that it's become a chore, because wrestling will never become a chore, because I love it. But if for my own psychic's health, I need to be doing something other than watching wrestling in my spare time. So I don't know if I'll be able to watch Evolve. I see people praising Evolve a lot. They're comparing it to NXT at the beginning of its broadcast era. And the way I reacted to that was ew, because NXT was bad at the beginning. So I hope.
Are you talking FCW, or are you talking like, I mean, is that what you're talking about? Because FCW wasn't good, but I mean, NXT got better. I mean, I wonder if that's what people are referring it to, but maybe not. I don't know. But Clown says, if you haven't already...
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Fuego Del Sol from GCW Saturday I will be catching up on that, because I still haven't watched it. I will. Thank you, Clown, sweetie. Zack Sabre Jr. sluts here all the way.
Well, Maggie, I think it's time to plug your shit.
Yes, let's end up on that wonderful note. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK, which, again, is the weirdest thing I've ever said. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you, Throwback Sweetie. We are always, always welcome in our chat. Please, after the show is done, and if you're watching it later on demand, please leave a comment below. It helps us a lot with our algorithm, and the algorithm hates Fightful so much. So help us out with that. Leave a like on the video, and I'm going to leave you with that thought. Guys, tomorrow is International Women's Day. I don't want to make this, you know, a huge deal, and that's why I didn't make it, you know, say this at the beginning of the show, but you don't need to celebrate with flowers and candy and gifts and everything. Just there's a simple way in which you can celebrate this wonderful holiday, and this is to wonder what you yourself are doing to make this a safe place for women. What's your contribution to make women feel safe in society? This is the best gift that you can give to women. We love all men. You know, the wonderful ones, of course. The ones with, you know, some thought in their head. Not the assholes and everything. Of course, there are a lot of asshole women. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. There are a lot of awful women out there. But please, this is the best thing that you can do. Happy International Women's Day. Sending hugs and kisses. Hug your kids. Hide your wife. hug your women. Hug your women. Hug your mothers. Just love yourselves.
Well said. Very well said. Happy International Women's Day to all you wonderful ladies out there. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. And just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everyone in chat being here, everyone that watches. We really do truly appreciate you very much. And just want to say thank you there. And the other thing I wanted to say is, when you see somebody saying that they're having mental health like problems or issues, be kind. Don't be an ass. That's all. That's all I'll say. You know?
Don't be an ass as a whole.
Just be a decent person for once. If you're one of the, I know nobody here in our chat is like that, but
our fans aren't like that.
Yeah, this is just in case somebody's watching that decide they don't want to be a good person. So, even people I don't care for, I will never want them to have mental health issues, because it sucks. It does. And I mean, it's awful. So that's all I wanted to say about that. But guys, we do appreciate you so much for tuning in, and we love you for joining us, and we will talk to you next week, where we review AEW Revolution, and maybe we'll do TNA predictions. Who knows? I doubt it, but you never know. Peace out, homies.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.